It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
When we get schooled at something, we may feel humbled by the experience. But when we win something, we may also say we feel humbled by the experience.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
This phrase, this whole, I feel humbled by this, I am humbled by this honor, it kind of makes me think of, we just wrapped up award season with the Oscars, and I didn't actually watch, I have to be honest about that, but I feel like this is the sort of thing that pops up in those speeches that people give.
It is exactly the sort of thing that pops up. And this had not been on my radar until I did a podcast with Adam Grant, the organizational psychologist, a couple of years ago about my book. And when we were talking about peeves, Adam said, "Oh, my peeve is when people say that they're humbled by an award. That is the wrong use of humbled."
I didn't know this was a peeve. I didn't know that this was a thing that actually bothers people. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either, but it turns out that Adam Grant is far from alone on this. So let's start with the meaning of humble, the adjective. And here I turn to Merriam-Webster online, and we've got, you know, three different meanings. So one is meek or modest in behavior or attitude, or just not arrogant, you're humble. The second would be showing deferential respect, so something like a humble apology. And the third would be low in rank, like a humble servant, or unpretentious, such as welcome to my humble abode.
I do say that.
And then you have the verb to humble, and that can mean either to lower in status or abase. And that was, when I was talking with Adam Grant, that was the meaning that he wanted with humble. When he said, if you're humbled, it means you've been brought down a peg or two. And then the other meaning of to humble can be to cause to feel humble, in which case you've been made to feel meek or modest or maybe not arrogant. Now, Rebecca, what I loved when I was looking in Merriam-Webster online is that one of the examples they had of humbled was from March 2026.
Super current.
I know. This is what I love about online dictionaries. And it was from an article in The New Yorker, March 20th, 2026, about the German writer-director Christian Petzold. And the quote is, "Petzold had arrived arrogant and entitled. Confronted by the technical ability and imagination of his peers, he was humbled, then stultified."
So taken down a few notches in that case.
Exactly. Now, I went to look at Brian Garner's usage guide, Garner's Modern English Usage, the fifth edition, and Brian Garner has strong feelings about this. He notes that the original idea of saying you're humbled by an award may have been that the person felt unworthy of it. And he writes, "But often this comes across as false modesty, especially because people hear humbled and perceive it as being equivalent to honored or cheered or buoyed, especially when the sentence is uttered with a radiant smile." Now, Rebecca, do you feel like you should be able to say I'm humbled by this award?
I think so. I mean, you're kind of saying it's this big honor that was unexpected and you're sheepish about it. You don't necessarily feel like you're deserving. I think it works.
I do too. I mean, I get the argument that if you got an award, you aren't humble. What's humbling about being given an award? But I agree with you that maybe you do look at the previous recipients and think, how am I in their company? This makes me feel very modest, not arrogant, like I need to work hard. And I was looking at a post on LinkedIn by Justin McKinley, where he was writing about humbled by versus honored and humbled by. And I think that he's making a good point there, which is let's think about what we actually mean in this situation. If you mean grateful or thankful, then say that. If you mean honored, then let's say that. And if you mean humbled, then think about why you're humbled. And maybe you may even want to explain that.
Fair enough. I actually think that's a pretty good compromise. Thanks so much, Anne.
Honored to be here every week.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.